pay for their salaries, and as such, the Sahwa troops were isolated and easily attacked by the Qaeda.
Let me bring Ali Al-Nashmi in here. I apologize, Daratman Ali. Ali Al-Nashmi, if there's any notion of any type of political solution, which obviously that's where the solution should lie, aside from any type of military activities of which these Takfiris are actually committing gross human rights violations, to say the least. Nuri al-Maliki is embodying that. He won not a majority, but he won the most seats based on the elections that came up. And he said that when July 1st comes, he's going to talk about forming the government. What is wrong with that? Or is there pressure from the outside, such as the United States, Saudi Arabia, and maybe other countries, to push Maliki into a different direction?
Sir, this is part of the game. Now, what they're doing now as a pushing against al-Maliki, you know, this is the democracy, sir. We must respect democracy. This is the democracy as we know. The majority, and you elect a new parliament, you elect a new government, and the larger list, they're composing or founding the government. This is the democracy. In order, I say this is blame from many agents, even from the Kurdish. My colleague from Kurdistan, he is a lawyer for Turkey. I don't know what kind of relationship between Turkey and Kurdistan. Now, who accept, who win what's happening in Iraq, the Kurdish, because they larger their land and they controlling on the land and say, we are on the land, I will not leave it our land, and anyone who come to Kirkuk, we will fight. In order, they say there's many places, many countries sharing, participating. It's what's happening in Iraq now. But what about al-Maliki? Yes, al-Maliki, maybe he make many mistakes. As my colleague say about al-Sahwa, yes. Sahwa, they are the Sunni Iraqi, they relieve al-Qaeda from Iraq, and this is the best way to fighting al-Qaeda and Daesh by the local people, the native, for example, al-Sahwa, yes. The Iraqi government, they make big mistake when they weak the al-Sahwa. This is the best way now to return al-Sahwa and to make a new government as the election, say, the result of election. We are not ready, the Iraqi government and the Iraqi people, they are not ready to abhor America always. And under one slogan, if you don't change your government, if you must sharing many parties, they didn't win in the government, we will not helping you. We are not, the Iraqi government and the people of Iraq, they are not ready to abide them, but respect their idea. In order that John Kerry and President Obama say, we don't have a right to push the Iraqi or al-Maliki to change his says, but we give him advice as Kerry do it, and as the European Union do it, and the Foreign Minister of England, they come here to say the same advice. In order to say our fighting, as Prime Minister say yesterday and today, our solution, it must be on basis on two pillar, military and politically. Politics not mean we must participate, right, the people who is against the Iraqi democracy or who the failure in the democracy. We must sharing who win and now who fighting the invasion of Daesh in the north. That we must put it in the new government next week.
Okay, let me ask you, Adnan Ali, since you're from Erbil there, and talk about how the Kurds and in terms of the expansion that they have made on the territory there beyond their autonomous region, most notably talking about Kirkuk, and Masoud Barzani, obviously, I'm sure you're aware, has paid his first visit there. What's your reaction to that visit and the role that Iraqi Kurds have undertaken in terms of taking advantage of what is occurring regarding the Daesh or the ISIL militants' presence in Iraq?
Yeah. First of all, I would like to say that unfortunately there is a lot of media misrepresentation of the reality in Kirkuk. First of all, the Kirkuk is totally, since 2005, have been under Kurdish control. The governor is a Kurd, the security chief, the police chief, and all the main echelons of power in Kirkuk have been in the hand of Kurds, and they have gone, in fact, far more than that to all disputed territories beyond Tuz Hurmati. So what happened, there were some joint administrative areas between the Iraqi armed forces and the Kurdish forces. And because this is disputed territory, which was, according to Article 140, should have been settled 8 years ago. But the government in Baghdad has procrastinated, and it did not implement this article. And by the way, that was a big problem, which further alienated the Baghdad government, Maliki governments, from the Kurds in general. Now, let's come back to the point. So when the Daesh attacked those areas around Kirkuk, and the Iraqi army melted away. And what happened, some extra Peshmergas went to those spots which had been deserted by the Iraqi army, and this is the Kurdish forces, Peshmergas, trying just to protect a Kurdish area. So it is not beyond Kurdish areas, where there is no any manipulation, no exploitation of this. These areas are purely, I would say, to a large extent, Kurdish areas. It's a part of Kurdistan. I am a professor of history. This has been historically a part of greater, Kurdish regions with some Turkoman and Arab minorities. By the way, Arab minorities, which my friend is speaking about as being disputed territory, were brought there by Saddam's regime in order to change the demographic makeup of the area. And I am wondering why my friend, my colleague in Baghdad is trying to defend a policy which were initiated by a dictator which has launched a genocidal war against Kurds and Shias. So why are we doing, why are we pretending?
Well, let's get an answer from him. Let's get an answer from him, Atman Ali. Hold on, Ali Al-Nashmi, do you have a response? Do you have a response, Atman Ali? Atman Ali, hold on, let's get a response from Ali Al-Nashmi. Ali Al-Nashmi, can you please answer our guest, Atman Ali, to what you had said?
I said, in the history, I am professor of the history. I knew and I know Kirkuk, it's part of Iraq. And never in the history the Kurdish people be a majority in Kirkuk. This is the first. And the second, yes, it's not part of Kurdistan. This is part of Iraq, I mean. The second, yes.
So you mean Kurdistan is not part of Iraq?
2 months because I defense.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
Don't interrupt me because I didn't do it with you, please. I didn't do it with you, please. I put in the jail 3 months because I defense about the Kurdish rights. After when the Saddam Hussein attacked the Kurdish by chemical weapon, I put in the jail and I'm suffering because I am defense about the Kurdish because I am Iraqi and Kurdish people, it's Iraqi and all the professor of Kurdish knew that and go march about my jail. And but what's happening, it's not Saddam, Iraqi people do it. Did it Saddam Hussein? When he did it with the Kurdish, he did it with the Shia and he did it with the Sunni. He killed in the Intifada in 1991 more than 250,000 in the north. He killed more than he did it in Kurdistan. And we will not ready to punish us because Saddam Hussein, he's from Arab. This is not right to do it because we're suffering more than. But we now, when the Kurdish and the Kurdistan say we must stay with Iraq, that means they must respect respect the constitution and they respect the central government. What they're doing now, they are out of the government. Now it's not federation. This is confederation and more. Mr. Al-Barzani, he is a real good leader, and he is his father. He did many things for the Kurdish, and we respect them. But he don't have a right to controlling on the land. And he said, I am here, and I will fight the central government. I will not recognize of the central government. This is the wrong thing. Because Daesh will relieve, the Iraqi people will leave, and the fighting, but the future maybe in the Kirkuk.
Okay.
We don't want that.
Unfortunately, we just have a couple minutes left. Ali Al-Nashmi, I apologize. I need to get an answer on this question from Atman Ali. Atman Ali, monitoring group has said that ISIL fighters in northern Syria, okay, the Daesh in northern Syria, they were spotted with U.S.-made Humvee all-terrain vehicles, basically U.S.-made vehicles that was taken from soldiers in Iraq, the Iraqi army, American equipment such as the Humvees, taken from Daesh in Iraq to the Daesh in northern Syria. Now, if the United States and Saudi Arabia are against the ISIL, then how is it that we're seeing this type of coordination being done? By default, the U.S. and Saudi Arabia want to overthrow Assad. They have not recognized Assad's win in the elections, and it appears that they don't recognize the elections maybe that just recently happened in Iraq. So by default, doesn't it mean that the U.S. and Saudi Arabia is working with the ISIL?
One point, I will come to your answer your questions. I know we are running out of time. Barzani did not say, I'm not going to respect central government. Barzani said in Kirkuk and all disputed areas, there will be a referendum according to Article 140 of the Constitution, which should have been implemented. So let it put things straight on the record. Now, I did not say at all that the Saudi Arabia is not supporting ISIL. I doubt. I have some. I think yes, Saudis are supporting ISIL and probably other groups because ISIL. Seems to be serving their agenda. The Saudis will do anything to destabilize any country where there is a democracy. And the Saudis, in fact, wanted to destroy the uprising in Syria because it has an Islamic character by
Very
the
well.
moderate
Unfortunately,
Islamic
we're just
group,
fresh out of time. I do apologize.
ISIL,
Let me thank our guest from Baghdad. Ali Al-Nashmi spoke to us. He's a political commentator. And you just listened to Atman Ali, professor at the Erbil University, talking to us from Erbil. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Debate. For Mika Batagwe and the entire team in the capital, Tehran, it's goodbye.